Liz, you were at the Fringe Festival and you saw something interesting.
Oh, I was. This is quite an interesting story. So a bit of context. The Fringe Festival, of course, a long-running annual theater festival, amateur theater festival, which has a bit of a rivalry going on, perhaps that's an understatement, with the Infringement Festival. This is a festival run by a local culture jammer, a friend of mine actually, named Donovan King. He started this festival after his play, Car Stories, was kicked out of the Fringe Festival 10 years ago. So basically, I was at the Fringe tent, got a text from Donovan that there was going to be a little theatrical protest going down. So I showed up there to see what would happen, and essentially, he arrived with some people from the festival to present festival director, Fringe Festival director Amy Blackmore with a novelty check. She had won some kind of a made-up contest of some sort. They tried to bring this check into the Fringe tent. They had already tried to enter the Fringe tent earlier that day and had been told they weren't allowed to enter.
Because of their involvement with the infringement?
Infringement, exactly. And the police had already been called. So they tried one more time to enter the Fringe tent. And then what I saw was shocked me quite a bit because the Fringe security staff reacted in a fairly aggressive manner. I saw a security guard rush in and body check two of the infringement.
Really?
Yeah. I was pretty surprised because I thought it was just going to be a fun and funny kind of stunt that they pulled, but it actually escalated into a physical confrontation.
Were there any more physical acts of physical violence or?
I did see that the same security guard who had body checked two of the infringers then approached them on the sidewalk and was acting in a very intimidating manner, walking towards them, goading on, take me on, demeaning them. So this was not a great scene to see. I did send an email to Fringe Festival director Amy Blackmore asking if she had a comment about this because obviously, we're going to be talking about it on the show today. I didn't hear back, and there we have it. But I know Donovan King and the Infringement Festival have put this video up online.
Oh.
So you can kind of get a sense of what went down. I think you just have to Google, where is it? Hang on 2 seconds.
Infringement, probably.
Yeah, exactly. Just Google infringement, and you'll get to their site, and you can see a video of this culture jam gone awry.
Here's a quote that I got from Bill Brownstein's article in the Gazoo.
Oh, nice.
I respect the law, says Donovan King. I abhor violence because it is opposed to our purpose of challenging oppression. Infringement being very political in nature.
Very political.
It is all political in nature, in fact, the festival. So that is not good media for the Fringe Fest.
No, not.
It's funny because the word fringe makes you think of infringement now.
Yeah.
It's not so fringy anymore, the fringe.
Yeah. Well, that's their argument.